Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is John Sadak, TV voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and you're up for Late Night Reds Talk.
Well, hey, what's going on, friends? Welcome into Late Night Reds Talk Live, part of the Believe Podcast Network, sponsored as always by our friends at Bet Online. I did not expect to be here at 11:24 Eastern Standard Time, but it is a glorious night for the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds have signed Tommy Pham, the guy that many of us wanted, the guy that just fits so perfectly with this team. Look, it doesn't make the Reds a bona fide World Series contender, but it makes the Reds better, and let's celebrate that tonight. I'm excited to be joined by Bryce Spalding. I'm going to bring him in here in just a minute, but let's pay the bills first. Let's talk about Bet Online. Hey, why don't you jump on there and maybe place a Reds future bet before it updates? How about that? Bet Online, it's that time of the year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, Bet Online is the number one spot for all your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest where you have a chance to take home top prize. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. That is BLEAV, and Bet Online is the number one place for you to place all of your bets. Again, that promo code is BELIEVE, BLEAV. All right, I got to shut up because I'm just so excited. I'm going to bring in my guy, Bryce. Bryce, thank you for joining us at this late hour.
Of course. It's a glorious day, as you said. Any day the Reds get better, man. Let's do it.
What's your thoughts on this?
It's huge. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like we just signed some bona fide superstar, like you said, but Tommy Pham's a good player. He's been a good player for a long time, and he's contributed to a lot of good teams, and I hope it comes over and he can kind of solidify one of those outfield spots along with Senzel. So, well, what a good signing. Just solid and can bring a lot to the table for this team.
Yeah, I mean, the fit was so perfect for both sides, you know, and I said this before, You know, Tommy Pham kind of had a little bit of a down year last year, but still hit left-handed pitching decent and has just mashed left-handed pitching throughout his career. Reds desperately, desperately need just someone that mashes left-handed pitching, and Pham gets a chance to come play for a team that you know, is desperate for outfielders and increases value, maybe get himself another contract. So it's just such a perfect spot for both parties. And I'm so glad this happened. It definitely makes the Reds better. And I think it definitely makes the Reds lineups at least formidable on both sides versus right-hander and left-hand pitching. Bryce, I'm going to bring you in here on this. I'm going to put up the slide here. This is the rough lineups I put together. I put this together in a minute, trying to get this all ready to go and get a live show up and running for you guys. So again, don't kill me too hard on this. Mike Moustakas is not going to bat ninth. I know that. I mean, the Reds lineup right now is as good as last year versus left-handed pitching. It's definitely better than where it was after assuming Castellanos was gone. You know, it was, I mean, right? Am I wrong on that, Bryce?
No, yeah, you're spot on. Especially if you can get the same production from Farmer that you kind of expect from the left-handed pitchers. And then obviously Solano's a huge acquisition versus left-handed pitching. He has mashed left-handed pitching for 3 years now. He's kind of the guy that we thought Suarez would be for the last 2 years, really, versus left-handed pitching. And that's where they've lacked. And truthfully, Solano's not going to hit 40 home runs like you can maybe expect from Suarez, but he's going to give you professional bat. He's going to put good swings on it and really provide maybe that more consistent kind of lineup in the middle there. So I love it. The left-handed pitching, especially with Stevenson kind of getting everyday bats. I know he played often against left-handed pitching last year, but I think he's going to take a big step forward. Obviously, India looks great, so it's exciting. It's a really fun time, and I think that we're looking at a really formidable lineup versus left-handed pitching now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the big question we're seeing right now in the chat, I've seen it a lot on Twitter, is this the end of Shogo? I mean, you certainly see the writing on the wall here. I wouldn't get too far ahead of ourselves. On March 23rd, we still have like 14, 15 days until opening day. There's going to be more injuries that will happen. There's going to be 28 roster spots. I mean, I know probably at least two of those extra roster spots are going to go to pitchers, but they might, you know, since they have kind of these extra players that they're trying to figure out, you know, they might have that go to an extra position player. So, but right now it's hard to see Shogo finishing the season on the Reds. Am I off base on that, Bryce?
No. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I don't expect them to release Shogo tomorrow. I really don't even expect them to release him maybe even before opening day with the roster flexibility as it is with some of the guys that have options still. Friedel, Schrock, the Bowers, those guys are on minor league deals or have options still for the minor league. So I could see Shogo even breaking camp with the team and kind of maybe at the end of that first month, if he is still being Shogo, that he's no longer with the Reds. So, yeah, but I don't expect him to make any rash moves, like you said. I mean, injuries happen way too often. I mean, if Moran or whoever wears one off the wrist tomorrow and is out for the first 2 months of the season, you may have to call on him in different situations. So,
yeah, I mean, they do have some other guys that do have some options, like Schrock, I believe, still has options. So, you know, you may send him down just to kind of provide you some insurance, you know, where you're like, well, you know, is Schrock getting, you know, 4 or 5 at-bats a week worth, you know, cutting someone and then having, you know, an injury and not having someone else to bring back? There's kind of all those things you have to factor in. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of where I see things right now. I mean, I would assume Tommy Pham's probably going to still play a decent amount against right-handed pitching. And that kind of makes it interesting. I mean, the Reds now all of a sudden are going to have several decent players on the bench, right?
You know? Yeah, exactly. No, that's what it brings is the lineups I kind of put together right before we hopped on. I did have Pham in there against right-handed pitching. kind of in the DH spot. I think that with them only having Moran on the $1 million contract, if he kind of starts struggling, I don't expect them to kind of keep a leash on him as much as others. So I could see him stepping into that the DH spot or even an outfield spot against the right-handed pitcher. And like you said, that just makes the bench so much deeper because then you're looking at one of Aquino's on the bench. You're looking at more than likely Solano still on the bench. So you can platoon if you're bringing a lefty, like you said, you have to utilize those pinch hitters just like the Giants did last year. And that's how effective they were. They were able to mix and match and bring people in and use different positions. And it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, the Reds are going full Giants. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, I mean, that's exciting. This is a good direction long-term. You know, I mean, certainly the Reds have made some moves that there's no question. It's made them worse for 2022. There's no debate on that. But, you know, the Reds certainly have gotten players that are going to make them better beyond 2022. So that's great. And you know, they're, I think now kind of fielding at least a competitive team and, at least a team that, you know, the whole Reds are going to lose, you know, 90 plus games. Yeah, I think we probably can take a full stop on that part at least. But yeah, man, I just, you know, it's one of those moves that just made so much sense. It's like, you know, it made so much sense that you're like, oh, it's not going to happen. It makes too much sense. You know, is that kind of how you feel at this price?
Yeah, it was. I saw, obviously, everybody was going crazy as soon as it broke, and I didn't believe it. I really thought it was a parody account or somebody was messing with us at 10 o'clock at night. I was like, there's no way this is happening right now, but it really did. It felt, I think Reds and Ford put out, he was like, this is a move that you thought they would make or should have made, and they actually made it, and it's amazing. It's awesome. It's a good feeling. It feels like they're actually looking to compete, so it's good.
Is Conforto still out there? I mean, you know, yeah. Are we really, let's just really do the full Nick Kroll 100% troll job and just go out and sign Conforto and completely just rearrange the team, get some prospects for the future. I mean, look, I don't think that's going to happen. It would be awesome. It would be incredible. I think you go and you add Conforto tomorrow and you look at this team and you go, oh, wow, this team's actually pretty good. I don't know. We'll see. We talked about how wild this like couple weeks we came back was. I don't even think I expected to be this wild. Did you?
No, absolutely not. Obviously everybody heard the Gray and Malley and Castillo rumors. You probably expected one of those guys to get dealt. And then the Suarez and Winker trade kind of came out of nowhere. And obviously, I've been a little critical on that trade, but it looks like they have an idea of what they're doing, and you respect it. I mean, you may not always agree with it. You may not always understand it, but it's a matter of respecting it, and Evan's going to probably tell me I love Nick Crowell in the comments or whatever it may be, but I respect what he's doing. I see the vision, and that's all you want as a fan, especially in a situation where we can't have a $240 million payroll like the Yankees or the Mets or whoever it may be. So these are the type of savvy moves that the Reds have to make to continue to compete on a more, I know, peaks and valleys basis, but you have to avoid those peaks and valleys.
Yeah. Reds and Ford commented on here, Shogo has three options. And I know it does say that on Fangraphs, but I believe I had heard a clarification on that he has to approve the option. It's not just like a straight up normal option. I don't know. I mean, it would be weird to kind of see him go down to the minor leagues kind of after all he's been through. And look, as much as, you know, he's, you know, been a disappointment, you feel bad for him. You know, he came over here, you know, I've heard nothing but great things about him and how hard he works and all that kind of stuff. So I don't want to bash the guy or anything like that. It just unfortunately hasn't worked out. I would love for him just to, you know, turn it on and, you know, figure out that launch angle or whatever he needs to do to get going. But, you know, I just I don't see it right now. Evan says 85 wins. I mean, that's probably like the ceiling right now. I mean, that's probably if we're you know, if we're looking at, you know, like a best case scenario and a worst case scenario, best case scenario is 85 might be high, but, you know, maybe, I don't know, 83, like they were last year, you know, if everything kind of goes right. And look, six teams in the playoffs, 83 would have got you in last year. Now, there's nothing guaranteed that that happens again. You know, you could have, you know, three teams in the NL West all win 90 games. You know, that could happen.
Well, one thing I would like to add kind of on that point is the Central's not going to have two 90-win teams again. And I say that pretty confidently. The Brewers aren't going to be able to replicate three guys with under a 2.5 ERA again. There's no way that I see that happening. So those are three really good pitchers. Don't get me wrong, but 2.5 ERA in the big leagues is elite and top 15 in the ERA at the end of the year. So, and then the Cardinals kind of caught lightning in the bottle last year. And I think the Reds roster is just as good, if not better than the Cardinals. They have a higher ceiling, at least with the possibilities of Green and Lodolo and Williamson and those guys. So, I think you're right in the fact that this team could win 83 to 85 games pretty comfortably, I think. And I think that if they do get better additions from Barrero and Lodolo and Green, and those guys are who you think they're going to be, there's no imagine if Barrero's hitting eighth on a regular day and he's has a 800 OPS or 750 to 800 OPS at the time. And you're looking at a really good lineup, both first right-handed and left-handed. So, it's exciting to think about it, and it feels good because you're younger, you're more athletic, and you, like I keep saying, you have a sense of direction on kind of where this is looking at.
Hey friends, Nick Kirby here. I wanted to tell you about some top quality multivitamins, Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, and probiotic to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients support gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe, B-L-E-A-V. These statements have not yet been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just, you know, you see these moves. You know, some of it was payroll. But I think now we can probably safely say this wasn't trading Sonny Gray and Jesse Winker was not 100% about payroll, because you could have made payroll and kept both of those guys. I mean, it's pretty confidently you can say that now. So, I mean, you can hate those moves, but I think a big motivation for that was trading both of those guys at what the Reds perceived at their maximum remaining value, knowing that they have some injury risk attached to them, and the fact that you don't have that qualifying offer being an additional reason to motivate you to trade those. I'm not saying those moves are right. Both of them, I'm kind of like, you know, I see both sides of it. They're both moves that you're going to have to see how they play out over the next, you know, few years. Like I've said before, if it's really for Sonny Gray, it just depends how healthy he is. If Gray's healthy all year, it's a really bad trade. But if Gray's hurt most of the year, well, you got a really nice prospect back for a guy that wasn't going to be healthy. So, yeah, be interesting. A couple weeks from opening day, 2 weeks from tomorrow, right, Bryce?
Yep. The Thursday will be rocking and rolling in Atlanta. Freed versus Malley.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, and a left-handed pitcher on opening day. We got that left-handed lineup. Yeah. Max Fried is shaking in his boots tonight. I love it. We got a couple questions here. Let's roll with them. I love it. I love you guys jumping on here 11:40 at night. This is awesome. Do we think it's a safe bet Andrew Knapp will be our second catcher? I do not think it's a safe bet. I think there's like four options right now. I would imagine they're kind of just evaluating all of them and seeing.
I kind of thought going into camp, Knapp would probably be, but you saw Garcia kind of hit well. And the more I think about it, it seems like the Reds very well might look more for a defensive first guy as the backup. Do you kind of feel that, Bryce?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that was very adamant whenever they did sign Garcia, because he's very much a glove first type of guy, and he's legit with the glove. He's one of the best defenders. He won a minor league gold glove like Tucker did. So that's a pretty prestigious award amongst all the teams down there. So if he can hit a little bit, I think he's kind of got the upper hand. I think that he seems to have the – obviously Knapp has quite a bit of big league experience, but he seems like he's really fallen off a cliff. He's looked rough in his few plate appearances in spring training so far. So, that'll be an interesting battle. But I think Colo also has a pretty inside track. He's got a 40-man roster spot. So that's also a tough kind of situation there. So do you risk losing him? Is Garcia or Knapp that big of an upgrade over Colo playing 40 to 45 games or something like that?
Yeah, good comment here from ESEAR23. Yeah, I forgot the Reds signed Hunter Strickland earlier today. I didn't expect Hunter Strickland to be the second biggest signing of the day. But yeah, Hunter Strickland's a nice signing. I mean, I think he's kind of one of those guys that kind of a mixed bag what you might get. There's certainly positives about him. I tweeted out his Statcast number. Some of them look really good. But there's some concerns with his walk rate and home run rate. But, you know, picking up a guy that is a veteran to kind of go with a lot of young pitchers is a good thing. And it's just kind of one of those relievers are very volatile. You never know what you're going to get. So you want as many of them that have some upside as you can and, you know, kind of mix and match. Really, really solid numbers against right-handed batters. So it's going to be really imperative for David Bell to try to have him avoid left-handed batters as much as possible. There's a drastic difference in his splits. Any thoughts on Strickland, Bryce?
Yeah, no, it's a good sign. He really kind of turned a corner last year whenever he went to, I believe it was Tampa. He was at three different teams last year. So I believe his numbers with Tampa were like 1.87 ERA. And he really kind of found his own, which is always seems like Tampa could make any halfway decent reliever look really good. So we'll see if that translates, but I've always liked Strickland. I've always thought he was solid. He's durable, makes a lot of appearances. So that's valuable, especially on a younger team that may be running out some younger guys out of the bullpen. So definitely a solid signing.
Good question here from Raul. What do you think about run prevention with this outfield plus a full season of a decent shortstop, more balanced lineup? Maybe offset some of that run differential with the loss of Winker, Castellanos, and Suarez. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You're not going to replace Winker and Castellanos. You can't. They're too good of hitters. But you can get close or closer with a lot of different small moves. And the Reds are no question better defensively. Now, Tommy Pham is not a great defensive outfielder. I don't want to confuse anyone on that. Kind of a mixed bag throughout his career. Last year, he was minus -5 outs above average. Not terrible, not great, not good either. kind of poor, but not as bad as Winker or Castellanos. But the other guys, Fraley, really good. I believe in Senzel. I think Aquino is above average. Friedel. I mean, all these other guys are going to be above average. And then, yeah, I mean, getting Suarez out of shortstop for that month, that was a disaster. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think the Reds are going to save some runs that way. And the Reds are going to be platooning the hell out of their lineup. And that is going to be an advantage. And the Reds are going to have to really, this is where David Bell, I feel, is going to have his most important season, because he's got to really mix and match a lot more. There's no just filling out the lineup card and going with it. You're going to have to be pinch hitting. You're going to have to be pinch hitting in tough spots for Kyle Farmer in the eighth inning when you have a right-handed pitcher on the mound and you have four left-handed bats that are better hitters against right-handed pitching. You're going to have to make some of those tough decisions, I think. And I think some of those incremental moves, those will all really add up throughout the season. And I talked about it. I made myself sick talking about it so much, but the Cardinals defense was a huge reason for them hanging around all year and being able to have that late run. They saved a lot of runs. If you watched them, and I'm not an eye test guy, but if you watch them, he saved a ton of runs, and that all those little things add up. So yeah, I mean, I think the defense will help out. You know, it's not enough to make up for those guys, but you know, if you're getting some additional value out of your Hunter Greens, your Nick Lodolos, your Jose Barrera, your Nick Senzels, and you're adding that defense, okay, maybe you can kind of see it all kind of piece together a little bit more. Any other thoughts on the defense, Bryce?
No, yeah, I think you hit it on the head. Improving defense is going to improve your pitching staff, and your obviously an improved pitching staff is going to be a big plus.
Over-unders on saves for Hunter Strickland this year. I mean, the Reds had like, what, 9 guys get 7 saves last year or something? So, I mean, I'll say 8. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, I was going to say 9.5. Okay. I think he can get 10 if he's really pitching well.
Evan Mauer posting the career OPS. I mean, look, Tommy Pham was not great last year. He was still solid against left-handed pitching. And he is 34. He's a lot older. So I would say anything Tommy Pham gives you offensive-wise against right-handed pitching this year is a bonus. You're bringing him, you're expecting him to be that big left-handed bat, that enforcer, max 6-man rotation to start. I think they hinted that they weren't going to go that route, but I mean, I think you're just going to see a lot of short starts. Any other thoughts on that, Bryce?
Yeah, I think DJ kind of shut that down, so it would be cool, but that's awesome.
Ellie DeLaCroix just hit a home run. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to talk about this news for you guys, but that's awesome. I love Ellie De La Cruz, man. I'm excited. It's going to be a grind before he gets here, but man, that talent is legit. Oh, was off Boxberger too.
Former Red's great.
Obscure former Red. All right. Well, Bryce, you got any other thoughts?
No, I just think it's exciting. It's exciting to be adding again. I mean, Strickland and Pham in one day is, I mean, that's two major leaguers, proven major leaguers at that. So it feels good, and obviously want to keep trending in the right direction. And obviously that starts with some production from the younger guys and Senzel staying healthy and those things. But you can see it. You can see how it's kind of coming together and hopefully going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bryce, thank you so much for coming on here last minute. Just kind of threw this together. Wanted definitely to get something up. Hopefully some people that were already asleep will have something in their feeds in the morning. We announced it earlier. We will be moving to Wednesday night starting next week. So look for us every Wednesday night throughout the season. I hope we'll have another emergency show when the Reds sign Michael Conforto, or even if it's someone a little bit smaller. But exciting night for the Reds. I'm pumped. Good move. As always, let's go Reds. This is Late Night Reds Talk Live Emergency Edition, sponsored by our friends at Bet Online. We'll see you all again soon.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.